Good morning. 6:58. I'm a little bit late this morning. On May the 24th, of Friday, this is the last day before the big visit, or actually this is the day of the big visit. My father-in-law is coming to town, and today is going to be a big, big cleaning day. 19 and a half minutes on the front end. This is not going to be a record-breaking walk this morning, but that's okay. It's a walk. It's third day in a row, so it's definitely getting back on track. Tomorrow we'll not be walking, and Sunday probably will not be walking. So, I'll announce it now. By this time, tomorrow morning, we will have to be at the stadium for the graduation. And we will have to wait for an hour before we'll be able to graduate, have a ceremony, and then get out of the stadium. So it's going to be a long morning tomorrow, but I hope very much worthwhile. And the progeny is going to graduate, apparently, which is optimistic. Yesterday was another cleaning day. We spent the day doing laundry and washing windows. And yep. So the recording got interrupted there because my alarm went off for 7 o'clock, which is the time I'm supposed to wake up my wife to get ready for work. She's not going to work today, and besides that, she's already up, so... yeah, we'll be spending the day getting the girls to try to trying to get the girls to clean up their rooms, and we'll probably have to vacuum a couple of times. I've already been warned I need to wash the kitchen floor again, so I've been like 3 days since the last time. But with father-in-law coming, yeah, we'll have to do it again. See how this all goes down. Morning. I just passed her a little while ago. We're on the same loop, apparently. She was going in the other direction. So, yeah, yesterday was window washing and laundry day. I've got more laundry I've got to do this morning. Got a whole sink full of dishes that has to happen pretty soon, probably this morning. Just gotta go back and do my eye drops. I did bake bread yesterday. The loaf came out sad. I guess I'm out of practice or something. I put in all the ingredients, but perhaps not in the right proportion. The hot water may have not been quite sufficient. May have been short by a tablespoon or two. It's funny how a little thing like a couple tablespoons of water over 2 cups makes such a difference. But apparently it does. So anyway, yeah. I had a chance to talk to Brian Gamblin about his wedding yesterday morning. Apparently that was a lot of fun. The brown coats came through and provided a shepherd book to actually preside over the ceremony, which was amusing. So the morning is here today. It's quite lovely. It's not quite as cold as it was yesterday, for which I am grateful. There's actually a little bit of sun. There's a lot of high thin cloudiness. It's a very pleasant spring-like morning. Not necessarily a summer-like morning, but very spring-like. I'm looking around, there's still trees that are just budding out with leaves. Some of them are well developed already, but here and there there's a tree that doesn't have that much. If you look back over the morning photo, the one in mid-May shows trees that are largely bare, and then just 2 weeks later you can see that the trees are in the view are fleshed out a little more. It's really intriguing how quickly that happens. I wonder if I'll have to mow the lawn again. Just did it the other day, but our worth as human beings will be judged by whether or not the yard is mowed. So it's important. I'm joking about how important it is, but not whether or not we will be judged as human beings by the length of the grass. So I'm just walking along this morning, just taking in the day, living in the moment. I redid my to-do list the other day to try to line things up by the kinds of projects that I've got. I've got several ebook projects. I've got a lot of paperback book projects. I have some EPUB projects and some audio projects. Any of them actually scheduled. I've run off the end of my schedule. I had great hopes for what was going to happen with April and May. Of course, none of it did. Well, that's not true. I did get a couple of pieces out, but nothing serious. Oh, I forgot to look to see whether the Crime City Central story got posted on Monday or not. Look. It's cool, but it's warm enough that I'm building up a little bit of body heat, so I'm sweating a bit. So I'm walking and not talking. Basically just sort of enjoying the day. When I get back, I've got all these things that are going to have to happen, none of which are very high on my priority scale, but in the manner of things that are common in my life, they will become my problem as soon as my wife becomes frustrated with them, which should be in about half an hour. Monkpool. Doesn't help that I've got a certain amount of lung crud or post-nasal or something. It's got some kind of low-level illness working. Feeling a bit iffy. Did get a relatively good night's sleep last night. That was one of the problems that I've been having, is that the eye guard creates problems for me in the night. It pinches an ear or falls across my nose, rolling around, it gets out of place. It's the one drawback with the elastic band solution is that the tape definitely keeps it in place, unless of course the tape peels off, which it has done in the past. But altogether, I think it works out pretty well. Eyes are gummy today a little bit. It's still amazing how much better I can see after so long of not being able to see very well at all. Being able to see so clearly is delicious. So I guess mostly what I'm thinking about today is how much I am dreading the next 48 hours. It's not necessarily a problem with my father-in-law and his girlfriend per se, as much as it is, good morning, as much as it is the way his visit is going to affect my wife. She's he has a little game that he plays with her, just trying to push her buttons, and he'll do everything he can to say something to aggravate her, to get her riled up, to get a reaction. And she's really easy to manipulate that way. It's really easy to get a reaction out of her. And he's very good at it. So I expect it'll take about 20 minutes. Got some logistical issues to deal with, like where are we going to sleep? We'll put them in our bed. We've got a double air mattress we'll probably throw downstairs in the computer room. Camp out down there for the night. There's only a couple of nights that we have to deal with it, so it'll be pretty low trauma. And one of those nights is going to be really short, because we'll have to get up early, get breakfast, get something to eat, get some coffee, get the elder daughter over to the stadium. I don't know how we're going to arrange it, whether we'll take two cars or... Because daughter has to be there really early, like an hour before the ceremony. We don't really have to be there that early. And she's got to stay after the ceremony to get her actual diploma from the administration that will be set up inside the high school. So after the ceremony is dismissed, then they have to go pick up the diplomas. And given how many of them there are, that could take a while. The good news is that while they're doing that, the parking lots will probably drain of the extra people, which will make getting out for us a little bit easier. And the other part of it is that they've done this before, and there's another graduation coming in behind us. So I'm pretty sure that we have to be clear of that space by like 10 o'clock to make way for the 11 o'clock graduation. Because even as we're leaving, people coming for the next high school, they all graduate at the same place, just staggered. Go the northern turn. Third day, my legs are beginning to tell me about it. It's not like I'm pushing very hard, but after so many days of not walking, it's making itself felt. My feet are still swollen. My hands are swollen a little bit today too, but I think that's because I dove headfirst into a pizza box last night. It was not something I should have done. So yeah, we've got a logistical issue. We've got people coming in late in the middle of the evening, but we don't know whether or not they're going to stop and eat on the way up from the airport or what. So we need to have a meal ready for them to eat should they want it, but not something that's going to be a significant lather should they not. So in spite of the fact that I made chili just the other day, I'm going to make a big pot of chili and we'll have it for dinner tonight, and then that will be available for them if they want some more meal to eat when they get here. We'll have to go to bed very shortly after they arrive, because we'll have to be up at like 5. Elizabeth will be up at 5, getting ready to go. Yawn. Body trying to catch up on carbon dioxide, I guess. Okay, and Armando? Ooh, 20 minutes. 20 and a half minutes for that second mile. Well, I knew it was going to be slow, but yikes. That's barely crawling. Well, at least it's crawling. Anyway, I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, but don't look for me to talk to you then. probably going to be Monday. In fact, it's quite likely to be Monday. I'll talk to you then.